the 2022 Pennsylvania Council of the Blind Virtual Conference and Convention, October 27th through the 30th.
Accelerating the trip to self-reliance.
The trip that involves
tools,
resources,
information,
and people.
Hello, and welcome to our first in a short series of podcasts previewing the 2022 PCB Virtual Conference. This is Tony Swartz, and I'll be your host. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring you further details about our 2022 conference in 10-minute or less podcasts so that you'll be informed and ready to join us and participate in this year's gathering. In this first podcast, I'm joined by Chris Hunzinger, PCB's president, who also serves as this year's conference chair. Chris, thanks for joining us today. Let's start talking about the conference by talking about the dates and the venue.
The conference will be from October 27th through October 30th, and we will be virtual. So it will be either by Zoom, or if you want to dial in, you'll be able to do that as well.
Can you tell us about the theme and how it has shaped what our presentations will be?
Our theme is Accelerate Your Trip to Self-Reliance. And we took the word trip and made it into four letters that describe what people should be getting out of this. And that is that they will be getting tools, resources, information, and possibly people to help them along their way. And the people part really means like people as role models to help them along their way to self-reliance.
Can you go over the conference schedule?
It starts on Thursday the 27th, and the schedule isn't completely firmed up yet. We'll probably have some exhibitors who will be giving us recorded pieces. The first actual event that we'll be having will be something from Seeing Eye, talking about emergency situations with guide dogs. And then, of course, we'll have the ever-popular PCB board meeting. Thursday evening will be information about our new pamphlet that PCB has created for family members of people losing their vision. And we'll also be having a game that evening called Riddle Bits that people will be able to entertain themselves with. We'll be doing bylaws, etc. And the usual things that happen on the first night, like necrologies and all those kinds of things. On Friday, we'll be having information about how to actually take care of situations that are awkward for people by using role-playing methods and by doing an improv at different times of the day. So that's two different ways to cope with becoming familiar with situations that might be bothersome for people. That ever-popular person that pushes you around on the street, etc. There's going to be a section on setting up your first home with the resources that you might want to use to do that. We're going to have information about our new PCB website, helping people understand how that works. Non-technological kinds of ways to take notes using inexpensive recording devices. We're going to have information about how to handle your medications from a couple of different sources on Friday and Saturday. We'll have information from legislators' offices telling people how they can use their legislator in the state to help them solve those pesky problems that might be local and getting them in touch with the right people to help them with issues. We will be doing more things like having a self-hypnosis program on Saturday morning, helping people understand how to teach themselves not to do some of the things that we do that sabotage our lives. We will be having a presentation from Deborah Kendrick on dealing with changes in our lives having to do with new and unforeseen disabilities that come to us later in our lives, learning how to find resources to help us cope with those. And we will be doing our standard business meeting. We'll, of course, have door prizes, the room rate raffle for future conferences, making the rooms less expensive when we ever get back to in-person meetings. And we're going to have a first-timers luncheon on Friday, giving people who have come for the first time a chance to talk to PCB about what it offers. We still have movies and tours to deal with. We don't have the names of the movies or the tours yet, but at the end of the conference, we will have our ever-popular auction. And we're looking for our peers to give us more information about resources they use to help them through their lives. And Marianne Rignon is the lead on that, and she would appreciate any help people can give her with information about resources they use to help them along in their trip towards self-reliance.
Now, of course, there'll be a registration process. Can you talk a bit about that?
The registration packet will be going out probably in the first week of September. That packet will be in your format of choice, whatever you've told PCB in the past you wanted for your format. And it will include a fact sheet, a welcome letter, a preliminary schedule, and last but not least, the registration form itself. A person can register either online by using the form itself if they want to fill it in or by calling the office.
Chris, thank you for joining us today, filling us in, and certainly good work on your part and on the part of the conference and program and planning team. And we'll stay tuned for more details as they emerge. Chris, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.